mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's Claudia's birthday, and her husband, Brad, wanted to mess with her. When is the last day of school? Everybody's counting them down, and so is Claudia. I called his her kid's school to let her know that, well, we have to go half days for the rest of the year.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Jonathan and Anthony's parents.
Well, and their mother. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Troy McClure from the Edenek High School.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Very good, thank you. We're just working our way towards the end of the school year.
Finally. Yeah, well, I'm not looking forward for that, but yes.
Oh, it'll be a long summer, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, and it being a long winter also.
Well, we, you know, we've had a lot of snow days, so we're kind of going right up as late as we can go with school, and it's really stretching the school budget.
Okay.
So we've got a couple changes we're going to make towards the end of school to try to, you know, stretch a dollar, if you know what I mean.
All right, so what was the changes about?
We're going to do some half days.
Half days?
Yeah, because the half days really, you know, they count as a full day as far as the state's concerned. For the last 3 weeks, we'll do a half day every day.
Oh my God, for 3 weeks, half day?
Yeah.
Okay, I know what half days is, but...
Well, you know, here's what we're going to do, because we know that parent pickup at noon is tough for some people. So what we're going to do is alternate half days. So like the first half day, we'll start on Monday. That one will be like a morning session, and then... And the next day will be an afternoon session, starting at noon till regular pickup time. So it'll alternate.
But like for instance, Jonathan and Anthony, they're in different grades. I mean, does that mean they both will go out at the same time?
Yep.
One at one time and the other one at
yep.
the moment time? How is this going to work?
Well, the whole schedule is posted on the school website for everything there. And also, we're going to have to, you know, with the half days, we'll do kind of speed classes. We'll kind of get the full schedule packed in there so that everybody still hits all their classes and everything.
Oh my God, guys, I mean, you're making things so difficult. I'm spending the whole day driving, homework. I mean, it's like I'm in school also.
Yeah, but you know, by the end of the school year, the kids are barely paying attention anyway, don't you know?
They have had a lot of days off because of this snow. So,
right.
So have they, I mean, how they're not going to be well prepared this year.
The MCAS stuff's all done, and we're kind of just rolling through the end of the year, trying to make it to the end. So we'll show a lot of educational films like Lead Paint, Delicious But Deadly, Locker Room Towel Fight, The Blinding of Larry Driscoll. So, you know, they'll learn things like that. And then also, because we sent a form home with Jonathan and Anthony, and it looks like your husband, Brad, already sent it back in and is part of the...
Brad?
Yeah, it looks like we've got...
When did you send this?
Looks like he sent it back already. So here's what you're signed up for to help us out. We're going to need, on the days when the kids have lunches, if you can make lunch for the whole class and bring some snacks in on the other days, that'd be great.
Okay, listen. I'm coming to the school. I'm talking to the principal. This doesn't make absolutely no sense. This is insane.
Yeah, well, when you come in, too, you know, because we're also saving money. We're saving money there in the lunchroom, but then also saving some busing money. And you guys have a big car, don't you? How many kids could you fit in that car? Like 8? You're signed up for 8 to drive home 8 kids.
Just my 2 kids. Those are the only ones that drive into school. This doesn't make any sense.
We'll have to check the schedule. I'm not sure if you got your kids on the busing route or not. You're going to have 8 kids assigned to you. Hopefully your kids are in there. I'm not sure, though.
No, I'm not taking any kids.
Oh, and then also,
my 2 kids to school.
It looks like you have to bring home the class chickens. Is that going to be a problem?
You're kidding, right?
Absolutely, we're kidding, Claudia. This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell buster, Claudia.
Oh my God, I can't believe that.
You're not already on your way down to the school, are you?
Well, listen, I was about to show up.
All right, well, Brad wanted to wish you a happy birthday and a happy summer.
Absolutely, it's going to be a forgettable birthday. Oh my God.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.